Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Leave me a Noel, usually isn't a nigga well. Oh well, the ex should have been the symbol well. You were gonna end up well below hell, below hell. It's your L, isn't it so swell? You can pinch it, twist and you can go yell. There is no tell, no wait, I won't dwell. Oh wait, I'll go now and leave you with the person named Yourself. And hope fell, E, you see your hope fell. Cause in this fantasy, there will be no hell. No hell. Regardless of what they might do, even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. I was 10 feet under. Within a coffin, I was locked up in a slumber. All it took was one clap of the thunder. Then it just thundered, who would've wondered? I chose my only option, I broke right out the coffin. What good's a memory if those within it are forgotten? I peeked my eyes around for people watching. The coast was clear, so I just ripped the yellow tape with caution. I threw it all into a riot, falling, continued walking. Cause even the electric fences weren't shocking. Didn't plan on stopping, I was hopping right through. Even despite who they can try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But they will never get to hold me, me. Think that they can hold me, me, but I will never let you hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Sometimes I reside in the darkness of the night. As I rise from the mize, my eyes look at the sky. What they doing, I'ma just let it pass me by. Still I wonder why they try to hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me, me. Hold me, me. Down, 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 down. Hold me, me. They think that they can hold me, me. But I will never let you hold me.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
George, you see, Julie and I have a very
open... Music, please. Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
right, you guys. We are here for another episode of Blog Post Business. I am Susan Berry 334. I'm here with the God Hazel and Country Boy D. Ham. How y'all doing?
90 degrees on the floor.
Yeah.
That's hot. Then you running up and down that court.
Yeah.
That ain't no foul in a while, had
it? Yeah.
That street, with that street ball weather, though, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm kind of clowning. It's like, you ain't got a little salt. You know, we be out there 110, you know, 110, out on the court, man, you know, sweating and drinking Gatorade, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, maybe that vitamin water ain't helping. Maybe he needs some of that good old Gatorade.
Go back to the hood. Get out there on that
hill. Yeah.
Let it do what it do.
It was a good game though. It was a good game, man. I mean, it was close all the way until the end. And then even then, that wasn't really that big of a, you know, victory, a margin of victory. It was a good game.
Yeah, it was. Manu Ginobili did his thing. That's it.
But he always do, though. He always do.
All right, well, we're going to get into a topic here. Hey, where you want to go next?
I mean, man, my thing is not really a topic. I just want to ask, you know, I mean, you're a radio host. As far as, you know, you do interviews, play music, what have you. I mean, I read the Source magazine in the day and, you know, all of that. And, I mean, they interviewed, like, both people involved in, like, any kind of little beef or whatever to see what their point of view or their outtake was. And I had posted on Twitter today. I mean, what do you think that a person's obligation is Twitter followers? Do you think that you should side with one person over another? Like, if you had two Twitter followers, do you think that you shouldn't interview one person because they beefing with another person or what have you?
Well, I'm going to say I'm not real big on the drama. And I feel like if you have an issue, me personally, if I'm interviewing artists that have issues with one another, call into the damn show. Voice your opinion. Don't let, you know, let one side be heard. You know what I'm saying? And then in that I would support. But I don't support really one artist coming on or one TV show personality coming on and voicing their side when the other side hasn't been heard. So I feel like if you're going to do some shit like that, then book both people for the show and have them discuss their rights or whatever with each other live and let the chips fall as they may. And that's what I think.
Okay.
I pretty much agree with that, man. You know, I mean, I think both of them should be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like attacking if the other.
But not, I mean, you could say that, but actually, man, it's like when people are involved in, like, especially when it's like what I believe at times is childishness or just hostility, it's like a show is not the correct environment for that because of the fact that it will turn into that. You know what I'm saying? When people are engaged in what is basically, you know, it's not no, that's what it's called. It actually is basically all out attacks on each other. And when people are involved in that, they won't sit quiet for another person to have a perspective heard. I'm more in line with you come on, say what you got to say, and then when that person interview is over, you know, you can have your interview the same day or the next day. You can refute or what have you. You know what I'm saying? It's like Blog Talk Radio, I think it does provide us an opportunity to, like, mute people's phones while the other person talks or what have you, but even that would turn into, you know what I'm saying, some form of hostility because people are raging, wanting to comment on something. And I think that it's rather childish for an individual to feel like I'm not going to follow you because you were willing to interview a person that don't like me. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, me personally, man, it's like I'm not really as active in the promotion or supporting of certain, like, Twitter followers that don't really call into the show as much as I feel they should when I play their music, so I might not be on them as much as I used to be, but have you. You know what I'm saying? My interest wanes. It's like when you walking by me and we side by side, I see you all the time. I'm always thinking about you. But when you start falling behind and I'm doing all of the work. I'm like chopping through the woods to get you, know what I'm saying, somewhere clear path for you. I kind of forget you there. And so the path might not be as wide, but, you know, when a person feels like a certain kind of way because a person is going to give such an interview, I think that's kind of childish. I mean, the magazines do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And radio is nothing more than a verbal magazine. You know, you interview people, you talk to them about their music. They tell you what they feel, how it is. You know what I'm saying? The only difference is we don't really get to, unless we choose to, we don't really get to edit what they say or, you know, decide how we feel about what they say, like, on the air at that exact time. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it can make for a hostile interview. You know, for a person to say, well, I didn't really believe him, that, you know, he was a charitable person or what have you. I just was, like, asking y'all opinion, though, man, because it's, like, a similar situation just happened, man, you know what I'm saying? And it's, like, stuff be crazy anyway. But, you know, I guess that wasn't really a topic. That was more of a
yeah.
You know. Okay.
But, y'all can move on to the next person.
I got a topic. This is a topic that I want to know for the guys. What is the key to flirting or to making a female flirt? Or have you ever done that before?
I mean, you know, that's like that's my thing right there. You know, that's right up my little alley right there. I mean, it's like, to me, for one, it's comfortable as well as it's technique. It's knowing what you're doing. It's like being able to find the parts. I mean, there are different techniques that can be used. You can start from stimulating a G-spot internally or externally. You know, I mean, you can start from the navel and, you know, make little small circles working down towards the spot over and over and over, only working your way down, which builds up a certain amount of pressure. You know, and, you know, you can work it from the inside as well at the same time. I mean, it's like it's different techniques. I mean, some people use their mouth. Some people use their hands. You know, some people use toys. I mean, everybody that is serious about their sex game, you know, knows where the G-spot is located inside. You know, and if you don't, you can feel around it, and a certain sound you make will let you know you found it. You know, it's like a eureka or something. But, I mean, that's basically what it's about, I think. But it's also a level of being comfortable with a person, you know, because for a woman, it's like it's a relief. It's a trust level because it's a fear involved. You know, every woman that I've ever been involved with or even talked to about the subject, it's always that sense of, I got a pee. And when you feel like you got a pee, the first thing you want to do is get your butt up and, you know what I'm saying, pee. You know, or she wants you to stop because you think that's what's going on. So, I mean, my technique is like, it varies from person to person, but it's basically, like I said, I'm focused in on G-spot stimulation, but also, you know, I'm doing sex. You know, I mean, I found, like, if you, from the back is the best way, or from the front with her laid back and you standing up so that, you know, the head of your penis mostly is stimulating, you know, and I'm in her G-spot. So, you know, that's my technique.
Okay, what about you, D-Ham?
Oh, me, man. Okay. No, man, I mean, when I'm with a female, like you say, it's a comfort level, you know what I'm saying? Because when I'm doing that, when I'm down there, man, you know, like I said last week, man, I mean, I'm doing that for me, man, you know. I mean, because I know how it's gonna make you feel. So when I get a hold to it, I'm gonna take my time. I might kiss it. You know what I'm saying? I might talk to it. Never know, man. I don't know, man. You know, I talk to him. You know what I'm saying? I make up a name for it, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, man. Whatever with me, man.
All right, well, there we go. Further.
I don't think I have a technique. You know what I'm saying? I just go with whatever. Go with the flow. I just feel like, hey, man, it's feel like something to do. I'm going to do it.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, if you guys want to comment or something, y'all can call us up and let us know what you think about it. So we'll move on to our next topic. Who's next?
I guess it's on me then. It's on the country boy. I want to know because it's an incident that just happened over here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny, but it's, you know, a guy and a girl got into it. She put him out. He went like maybe two doors down to another chick's house or whatever. So she's mad about that. So he was across the street, and she went over there. He was across the street chilling with some old people. She went over there and stabbed him in his left butt cheek with a fork, like 2-3 times. Like, but the crazy part about it, before she did this, she had had her people, she had called her people and told them that that he had beat her up. So her people called police. While she done ran over and did this, not thinking my people done called the police. She done ran over her and stabbed this boy, so the police come and take her to jail. I seen the fool yesterday. You know me, I'm a clown. I say, so how your ass cheeks feel?
Oh, that's crazy.
I said, man, that is crazy, man. I say, so you got 5 holes in your ass right now.
I mean, it's funny, but it ain't funny because, I mean, it's like she could have killed the dude or something, man. You know, it just turned into a comedy event. But, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody posted that on Facebook, basically, where they, you know, women be saying, like, I don't care because he come home to me at night, you know what I'm saying, and sleep here or whatever. And, like, basically what the statement said was, like, man, some dudes, they sleep where they allowed to sleep. When they get up in the daytime, they go where they want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, man, you putting this dude out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really was doing him some type of harm. It's like, man, he probably just couldn't find a way to end the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, it's like a lot of people don't understand, man. People be options, you know what I'm saying? Like Tweety B posts, you know, a lot of people is lonely or are single by choice. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, that because you're not in a relationship or you're not with somebody different or you're not doing something else, it's because, you know what I'm saying, you can't be. You know, everybody got options. Options are out there all the time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you a thinking, functioning human being, there's somebody out there for you, you know. It's crazy.
But yeah,
man, you know, but
that
I mean,
was the,
you know,
that was the thing. That was the thing too, because we was like, how you mad? Because you put him out. I mean, you can't get mad about where he went. You know what I'm saying? He got out like you wanted him to. You can't get mad about where he went to.
Yeah.
So I mean.
But that's a mentality that people have, though, when they break up with somebody in the relationship. They act like it got some type of grieving period or something, like, you know, I'm supposed to sit around and be homeless and bounce from house to house until I can find somebody, until you find somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I'm supposed to be lonely and miserable until you happy. Hell, you were the one putting me out. I was cool. I was back.
You know what I'm saying? We was good. You know what I'm saying?
You inconvenience me and shit. You know, you watching these soap operas and looking for me to do these grand gestures. You want me to have a rose ceremony every Friday or something to let you know.
Thank you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Keeping you around. You know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Thank
you,
man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not a big fan of not making sure that the person that you involve with understand that you care about, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not, I don't have expectations of a person being somebody that they not. I also feel like you can drop hints. You can, you know, give clues. You can, start a conversation. You can be direct and say, hey, look, you know, I mean, I don't mind sitting around watching TV, playing a video game, chilling every day, but sometimes I want to go out, you know? I mean, have an adult conversation. Don't get mad because somebody ain't read your mind over for 6 months to put them out and then be mad. I mean, there's always somebody, especially when it comes to males and females, you know, every dude to tell your woman hi at the liquor store, the market, and she there in the morning, just waiting for you to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Every female that see your dude and be like, how you doing? How would it work? Just waiting for you to fuck up. So, you know, I mean, it's... The chick down the street has probably already told him a long time ago, like, I see she be tripping, you know. It's always a place for you here. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. People don't, and he probably might have been faithful. He was like, man, I ain't gonna mess around. I'm in a relationship, but I'm gonna remember that because you know she have been tripping lately. The back of his head, she put him out. He moved right on down the street. He didn't have to go for it. Somebody carried his stuff. He probably made a cut.
He made a cut around the corner, man. That's it, man. That's it.
Yeah, turn the corner, man. When you can walk and make a couple of trips, you know what I'm saying?
He walked out there with that damn fork on his ass.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I know he ain't tripping about that, though. He ain't tripping because
I
hold back here. This man, hey, you know, people be wanting, see, females be playing the victim a whole lot of the time. Man, I'll be sitting right up there. If we ain't got no kids together or nothing, I'll be sitting right up there in court. You know what I'm saying? Talking about I can't work. I miss days of work. You know, this and that. I'm going to go to small claims and get that quick $5,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come
you
on,
know what
quick $5,000.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know. And then I might come move you out. You know what I'm saying? And stay there by myself. And let whoever sleep there. I want to have sleep in there. You know, shit.
You mad
because I don't want to be homeless. That's how people are. Not just females. Just 2014. That's how people are. You know, a woman call her man and say, hey, I need a couple of dollars. And I'm saying they finna shut the lights off of my house. You know, he say, I got you. Don't worry about it. Man, you know, hey, the people show up at the door like, where the money at? She don't got it. She call another dude, get the money, pay the bill. Dude come over there for a trip and I passed by your house. I saw the lights was on. Like, yeah, I took care of it. So you mean to tell me you let another motherfucker pay your life? Nigga, I supposed to sit in the dark. If you ready? You know what I'm saying? But that's how some people are, man. Some people feel like, man, you supposed to wait on them. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how situations is. Everybody ain't going to wait. You know, I'm not going to wait, you know, not like that. I ain't going to sit here and not eat waiting on you to bring me some food, you know.
All right.
It's been 3 days. Human body can only go so long, but you know what I'm saying? Before stuff start like tripping, like Eddie, you know what I'm saying?
You only stay right up the street. I mean, like, I said, oh, shit. How long it take you to get from here to there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Dudes be tripping, too, though. Women be tripping, dudes be tripping, 2014 everybody tripping. I think that's hilarious, though. She stabbed him in the ass with a fork. You know, that was intense. That was intense, though, man. Only women be intense, though, like that, man. They look to do stuff to scar you. They want to do the things that they figure can affect you emotionally. You know what I'm saying? I had a friend, his girl committed suicide on Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Just she was that spiteful, just throwing Christmas for him. You know what I'm saying? She was so far gone that she didn't think about she was gonna ruin it for her child too. But you know, women are spiteful like that. You know, they gonna hurt you in the worstest way. You know, they'll kill themselves on your birthday. You know what I'm saying? Just so that you can never really celebrate your birthday again. You know, so you know, women spiteful, man. You can't never, every time you go to sit down, somebody gonna be like, Hey. You want to use this pillow? You know what I'm saying? every time he go to eat, somebody going to be at the table with a fork. Going, oh, I just use a spoon, man. I know you.
Yeah, I don't want the fork, no more.
Yeah, but you know, she's spending the night in jail. They ain't going to let her eat with no fork. She eating with a spork. You know, with a spoon with the shelf keeps on the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, shit. That's like. like a real assault.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit,
yeah.
You know, they got by. Yeah. They got by the. You can bleed to death from getting stabbed in the ass.
Yeah.
No shit. Yeah, man. You know, hey. I know the police was laughing, but they was cuffing her ass up just the same.
They were cuffing that ass up. No, they were covering it as then if I would, I would have been sitting in there like, damn, and it was my people that called the police. Ain't nobody else called the police but your people. Because you don't call your people lying to them.
Yeah, she caught up in the emotional bullshit, man, of her decision. But people do that all the time, man.
All the time.
She was, look, it's like they say in law school, man. Don't never ask the witness a question. If you don't know what the answer to the question is, so don't never tell a dude don't to get the hell out if you want him to argue and don't go. No, people pick arguments sometimes, man, because it's like they think that's a scale or a measuring stick of how much they love you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, hey, dude might have just been leaving for a minute. He might have been gonna come back. You know, but I mean, it's like you say, get out. You hurt a man's pride. I don't live.
Yeah.
I would never live with a person, and my name ain't on some of the bills. Cause that you homeless. You homeless. I mean, if you live with anybody, you don't got your name on no phone bill, no light, electricity. You ain't got your name on the rent, on the lease or the rent agreement or none of that. You homeless. Anytime they want to put you out, they can put you out and call the police and tell them they don't want you. Police gonna say, "Well, sir, I apologize. You have to leave."
Yeah,
man, I've been living here for 6 months. Well, sir, you know, be grateful for that 6 months, but you have to leave. You know, man, like put me out, man. I never speak to you again. You know, you gonna try to she unmanned him. You know, she unmanned him. That's bad because he moved on so fast.
Yeah,
that's crazy. What you think, sweetie? No, Tweety B is a fork swanger, man. You know, she gonna come down.
Tweety B, I said she down the corner. I said the problem is trying to stab you with nothing. I said, so shoot your ass, serious. Don't play with me like that. Now you might have a hole in your ass, but it ain't gonna be no 3-4 little ones.
See what I'm saying?
You know, it is what it is. Don't play with me. When I put your ass out, that means get the fuck off the block. Don't go around the corner. Get the fuck out the neighborhood. All of that. All of that.
Told you she ain't here.
God damn. You want me to get out the county?
Shit. The car would have been on fire. All that. Uh-uh. Get away from me. Get away
told you.
Yeah,
she was sitting over there being quiet because she didn't want to say that.
Y'all, I want to make y'all say y'all a little piece that y'all had and me name it. But you already know me. I don't play the radio with them at all. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess. And we're going to come back and get into some more topics with these two net takers. Oh,
get into the groove, y'all.
Smoke, I got you. Alabama, stand the fuck up. When I step in your team, double salute me, man. I'm going to be in the back of the club in the bit with the bitches, all right? You know that, pop bottles, man. Black bottle boys. Let's go.
Dick, I gave a dick, I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick, no flex that spit, no flex that spit, can't love no thot, she can't commit, real on the block, no counterfeit, that 40 pop, I got the juice, now on this shit, bitch, fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe,
you can have that hoe, you can have that hoe, you can have that hoe,
keep your hoe,
keep your hoe,
bitch, been had that foe, been let that go,
been let that go,
keep that hoe,
keep that hoe,
I been smacked that hoe, you can have that hoe. I bet she know by Ice. If she a freak, I'm undercover, and you really do love her. You my brother, been a murder around Ice. She a thot, I been fucked up one night. Talking about you feeling love with the fight. You got a bad, now her head ain't right. I got a top, you got a head ain't right.
Hold on, Smoke. Hold on, Smoke. Stop everything. I don't think them niggas understood what the fuck just happened. Smoke, run that shit back, man. Run it back, Smoke. I'm not playing. For real, man.
A real nigga gotta hear that, man. Let's go.
I been smacked that hoe, you can have that hoe. I bet she know about Ivy. If she a freak undercover and you really do love her, you my brother been the murder around Ivy. She a star, I been fucked up one night. Talking about you feeling love with the fight. You got a bad, now her head ain't right. I got a top, you got a head ain't right. Smoke cause I'm wet, but the shit ain't tight. Tell your bitch, she ain't my bitch. And plus she ain't the wife, it's tight. She wanted dick, I gave her dick. Wanted me to lick, bitch must be sick. Fuck you mean, ain't licking shit. Cause if my tongue touch that split, that'll mean I kissed 100
turn
dicks.
Turn your bitch shit. Down, crush you on my nuts, man.
Little crazy hoe. Now a nigga can't feel it, get mad at me when he should be mad at the O. I guarantee one thing, but a run up on me. Been had, been banging that foe. And every nigga from the block to the south side had her. My wife, ass and knees on the floor. Green gang, go get her, I go. One night spaz on a hoe. Keep her, get pedal to the flow. And I ain't interested no more. Ain't no time play around, just lay down and send her on down that road. Your boo one crazy thot. You need to control your hoe. Well, I your bitch, she ain't my bitch, she wanted dick, I gave her dick. I smacked that bitch, she sucked my dick, no flex that spit. No flex that spit. Can't love no thot, she can't commit. Real on the block, no counterfeit. That 40 pop, I got the juice, now on the shit. Baby, fuck that hoe, you can have that hoe.
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 Ice, keep your hoe.
Keep your hoe.
Bitch, been had that foe, been let that go.
Been let that go.
Pain when I leave away. My first CD in
the deck, then I press play. She gave me sloppy choppy, what more can I say? The day turned to night, and night turned to day. I'm glad I'm not you, cause you's a motherfucking lame. All that freaky type shit, I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick, twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. Yeah. If you a sexy ass chick, girl, twerk that ass. Hood chick, model chick, girl, twerk that ass. Slim chick, dick chick, girl, twerk that ass. Whether you single or got a man, girl, twerk that ass. If you give dangerous to 50, I'ma work that ass. R.I.P. in the bed like I murk that ass. Hit every spot that you got, cause I learned that ass. She gets straight A's in every damn college class. A sophisticated woman with all that ass. Her last man left her, he couldn't handle that ass. I'ma smack it, flip it, be rubbing down that ass. I be a goddamn fool to let this one pass. Get shorty on my team and I gotta do this shit fast. Cause a thirsty nigga sell his soul for a piece of that ass. Her mama, auntie, sisters, cousins, and they all got ass. Sitting on the priceless pussy in her head, world class. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. I love the way she doing all that freaky type shit. I tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Twerk team on my dick. Tell her bring her red earrings. Twerk team on my dick. Yeah.
Thank you. been deduced. He gives me the scoop about the fake ass truth and how niggas out there wanna play. I take another hit of the wet and then I blast away.
How far, player?
Far enough to go off the edge. I push another nigga off the ledge, so I stumble as I slide to the Chevy. Yeah, my eyes kinda teary and guns kinda heavy. I'm a walking dead man, is what they call me when I'm coming. Got the big ass on my chest, so I'm kinda gunning high. Powered on my way to the west side to check up on some chickens. It's a hell of a drive, so drive on. As I hit my dodo stick to the break of dawn, crime fighting's what I do. And niggas in my crew don't think lightly to you busters. And so we say fuck you, then fuck you, tuck you in for the night as you think about the paper at the funeral site. So when I'm hanging with the clique and we in the mess, I feel good that the city of angels call me Black Superman.
And he's back. A little more bit of Grown Folks Business. That was a throwback, like Superman. Know what it is, man. So we here, man. We having a little problem with the board, man. But you know that's how it goes sometimes, man. You know, until we get everything back up and running, I'm gonna see if I can't spin another song, man, and get into something, man, that we can all enjoy. Something that will most definitely titillate the mind of, you know, Tweety B over here. You know, we ain't played in a while, but we can get there. You know, see what happens.
Shit, you crazy. Why don't you do something for me, though?
All right, and we are back. This is Grown Folks Business with the God Heyru, Tweety Bird 334, a.k.a. the First Lady of Tweety Bird Central, the country boy D-Hab, a.k.a. that damn fool, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, it's me, the God Heyru, you know what I'm saying? The man with words of wisdom and a wacky wit and a cool, sometimes, you know. But, you know, I mean, I was speaking about the whole OnStar situation, and that kind of ties into the fact that they are now creating a car that can prevent collisions because it sends out some type of signal. And I was just wondering how y'all feel about that. I mean, it's like, I think it's a great safety mechanism to have in place. However, what kind of control does it give the car company or the government through the car company to monitor and control? You know, what kind of control would it give to insurance companies if they could possibly monitor this type of thing? Like, if they are able to come, that so, you know, y'all, if you're on the board, can't put that one in the board.
Yeah, we back. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with the board. It's really tripping, but we here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, y'all was away from me, man. You know, let me. I'm gonna hang up and call back in because I see I got feedback going on. All
right. Well, we're gonna get into a topic. What topic would you like to get into now?
Let's see. We can keep on talking about what Hey, Rue's talking about as far as the OnStar thing, you know what I'm saying? I get my view on this OnStar thing. For me, you know what I'm saying, I've only had, you know, one experience with this whole OnStar. I used it. It didn't work. So I didn't like it. So I didn't want OnStar no more. So, but, I mean, I have heard of it has saved lives before or whatever, but as far as having it and they having the power to be able to monitor whatever you're doing in your car or whatever you're saying in your car, I don't too much agree with that, but I mean, hey, they gonna do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? They gonna do it anyway. If they don't do it with OnStar, they're going to figure out some type of different technology they can put in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just think they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm normal. They probably will.
I mean, I'm back. I think you just have to exercise your right to know, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's the same thing applies, man. You got GPS systems. People buy GPS systems, put them in your car. The first thing you have to do is, you know, get your location, you know, connected with where you at and what you doing. And I think a lot of times we don't think about that. A lot of stuff we invite into our lives, you know what I'm saying? Like people with these computers. I mean, you got a computer. Your computer got a camera on it. I mean, cover up that camera, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not hard to, you know, to double mute your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you could take something as simple as a headphone extension jack or a headphone mono jack that allows you to turn a set of stereo headphones into mono headphones, or a mono jack that, a stereo jack that allows you to turn a mono headphone into a stereo, and simply plug it in, man, and it will block your system so that no sound can transport through your computer or through your phone or what have you for that time on certain applications. you know, or like I said, cover up your camera, man. I mean, people had their phones like just sitting out all the time, propped up, you know, camera up, mm-hmm. facing this way, facing that way. Cameras on, or phones on all the time, having serious conversations, you know. So, I mean, a lot of stuff we invite into our house, we bring this stuff into our homes, you know. A lot of these strange emails and some of these applications, because you don't have the right antivirus or the right application scanners on your phone, you put invite software or malware onto your phone.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. That's true. If you have any topics, Skylar, that you want to get into, hit us up. Let us know a topic. Give us something to get into. If you're on the line, press the one button. Or if you're online listening to us via the link that we tweet out, call us at 646-300-3860 and give us your thoughts or your topic. Okay. Who's next? Let's see. When it comes to females and hair, what do you think, natural or perm? What do you think is a better look?
I mean, some chicks can rock that natural look, and it works for them. That's them. They can do that. Some chicks can't do that. Some chicks, they got to do something with their head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just. I like the natural look. I'm not, you know, ain't perming your hair. I don't have an issue with that either.
Yeah. Well, I like the natural look, but I can't, my hair, when I tell y'all my hair is getting nappy, it be nappy. I'm talking about, not just a little bit nappy. I got real African hair. And I mean, it will get nappy, boy, where you can't even stick your hand through it. I can't do natural. I have to have my hair perm, because otherwise people would be scared. They would be wondering what was going on in my life. You know, I'm saying, everybody can't be right. Everybody can't wear that. I can't wear that. It don't work for me.
Yeah.
It won't work for me. So,
I kind of like it, man. You know, I like the natural look of a female can put it off. I mean, despite the fact that some people feel like it takes more taken care of, I think actually it takes that, man. I don't mind a woman take her time to do stuff for her hair, have it up nice, but it's something about a natural look. You know what I'm saying? That as you were meant to be, you know, the way you were born, that appears that it just could do something for you. Just a woman can pull it off. Unfortunately, most women's hair is just damaged by, you know, the chemicals and the excessive weed use. In a rush, like you put glue in there, you know, you take the time to take it out, get your hair, get your balls, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I like that natural look, because you wake up like that every morning, and you can do whatever you want to do. And it's like, that's the thing about that natural African hair. It is so versatile.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know. It's crazy. We had a topic that was posted over on Twitter for us to ask by Xenobia10, and that was racism and hip-hop. So what do you guys think about racism and hip-hop? Or do you feel there's any racism in hip-hop? I guess that's the thing.
Yeah. You can go first on that one, Josh. How are you there?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on how you look at it. I mean, because I guess we as a people would like to think that, you know, hip hop had a lot to do with us and our race, and you know, when people outside of the race come into it, it's like, it's almost like they're up against a challenge, like they're up against, you know, a set bar that, you know, has been set by a certain race, I think. So maybe in some cases it could be like, you know, kind of a racist thing. I don't know.
My view on it is like, you know, I don't think it's no racism. Now, if you look at the industry now, everybody is kind of just trying to appeal to every type of crowd. You know what I'm saying? As far as like, they let in. I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain that one. For me it is, you know, I just don't think it's a big racism thing. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big thing either, but I don't know, what do you think, Harold?
I think that as a people in this country, people that are struggling for some type of culture, something to relate to, something to call us all so bad that we want to claim it as us. We don't want other people to be involved in it. You know, especially when somebody from another state or another culture already has, like, you know, you have Hispanic rappers and they come in big culture. But they already got a culture. You know, they got, whether they Mexican, Dominican, or whatever, they have things that are distinct of their country. So when they come over here, they already got that. Why you want to take it so seriously? Quite straight that Dominicans are African, African Americans have that deep. Don't have anything that we can really call our own. Like, without doing a DNA sample research, we don't even know what country we come from in Africa. We just say Africa. We come from Africa. It's like we don't have, like, no soil. You can go to a place with dirt and put it in something and carry it around on your chest. I carry it with me in the land of which my ancestors are. So I feel like without having nothing, we want to say that hip-hop is our culture, which is really kind of, you know, it's sad to a certain extent, because you got dudes coming in there killing it. I mean, you got dudes right now today that are furious that the boy Eminem just got stupid flow. Like, his wordsmith skills are just out of this world, and people don't like that, you know. And then they get upset when, you know, people don't want to sit in the art of the battle. People want to be on the popcorn music, or people want to be on this or that and call it hip-hop. You know, I mean, we had that movement, you know, where everybody was trying to, you know, the dashikis and the ox around their neck and the natural hair. But, I mean, it didn't sit well in hip-hop. Hip-hop is like a revolution. It's constantly growing. It's constantly changing. You know what I'm saying? It's like somebody going to come in and they're going to overthrow the status quo, and they're going to come with something different. Constantly it's going to happen. But you can't be mad if some 12-year-old dude in Japan is going to be the next big thing in hip-hop, you know? So, I mean, I really can't say that's my take on it. I've had the conversation before with different people. It's like we're hungry for a culture to call our own.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. All right, you guys, we're going to get into some music right here, and we're going to come back and get into some more topics here. We're going to play, let's see, what do we want to hear, y'all? We're going to play some of this Virginia Slam, Your Ringtone, and we'll be back in just a minute. Hang on tight.
Virginia Slam. I expect the lights to be on, even though you're long gone. I guess I'm having less sex than when you would call me and say I love you, I miss you, baby, I need you in the worst way. This is my groundhog day, the same thing repeat yourself. I keep thinking you're calling, this is bad for my health. Even though I have wealth, I can't go back in time to say before you left me when I could say that you were mine. This pain is crossing the line, the border of insanity. Threw my phone to the floor and followed it with profanity. I was cursing your memory, you told that shit go to me. And there's nothing I can do, even though I'm missing you. I tried to get you out my head, I think I just go to bed. But I thought I heard your ringtone, so I ran back to my phone. But it wasn't even on, yeah, I know I lost it now. This is too much to handle, I gotta go to God. I hear your ringtone, so dear to me. Yeah, we had our problems, but now everything's clear to me. It's like I got a second glance, but can I get a second chance? I thought you were ride or die, please give us another try. Staring at my screen, favor wishing that my phone would ring. When I heard your ringtone, I woke up from a daydream. Maybe I was turned like hell, and my voice can't be dead. So I had to dial your number before sorrow pulls me under. All my days are filled with thunder, lightning and black clouds of rain. Baby, you're my rainbow, please come and take away my pain. I'm not able to maintain, I can't eat and I can't sleep. I can tell in the beginning that my love for you was deep, but now we went our separate ways, and baby, I've been up for days. All I think about is you and everything that we've been through. But you can't deny chemistry, your soul is good into me. I will never let you go, I just want you to know. I hear your ringtone.
Shawty bad, baby's kid, but she make a real nigga want a baby.
Well, alright.
Few tattoos, toes, nails, hair, dead, and she stay flying like the planes in the air.